this offseason different now that you have the full year under your belt in the system?
You know, all the experience gained is the better for me going into my second year here. You know, I'm excited about where we're going, and, you know, I'm excited.
Danny, what are your early impressions of Brandon Bell like?
Well, he's a great player. I've been watching a lot of film on him the past few years when he was in Carolina, and he's a strong player, strong receiver, and he's going to do a lot of great things. So,
how was the footing out there for you? Slip at all, or did it look like it was more playing better?
You know, it's wet. It's definitely wet out there, and you know that's why we're out there, so, you know, get better traction when it's wet and learn how to run good routes, you know, when it's raining. So,
Steven and Brandon were also talking about weather like this helps with the focus. Like focusing on every single cut, every single catch, every single run. In your estimation, how does it help you with your focus?
You have to focus on every play. You know, the ball's coming at you, it's wet. You know, you got guys flying around, and it's just, it's slick. It's like driving on a wet road. So, you know, you got to focus in and, you know, pay attention to details. And, you know, at the end of the play, that's what really matters. So,
what's been the challenge? What's it been like? Remus and Browner going up against them on a fairly regular basis in practice?
They both have, you know, similar qualities, but they're also a little different too. Browner has long arms, so you got to use your quickness, and Remus is just so smart and quick, and obviously has a knack for playing good football. So it's been great for our receiving core, and we're all getting better out there, so it's been fun.
What's the competition level at this stage?
It's as high as it can be. We're going full speed every play, and we're getting a lot of good work. So,
Health-wise, how are you feeling? Last year, obviously, you missed up a little bit, but how are you feeling?
I feel really good. Yeah, I feel really good. You know, just trying to get better. So,
how much of a difference can this time of year help with OTAs when you've got your position coaches out there?
It's awesome. You know, you get – I don't know if they – with the new CBA a couple years ago, they've shortened it down, but we get quality time, and we really maximize our time out there on the field. So it's really nice.
Danny, you haven't been out with him long, but any initial impressions?
You know, he's a great player. He throws the ball well, and he seems to be picking up the system, so we're all excited.
Can you tell Danny when even a rookie comes in, has command at the line of scrimmage? It seemed like, just from very far away, that he had a command at the line of scrimmage.
You know, he's a smart player. He's coming in with, you know, I don't know if they ran the same offense in college or whatnot, but he's picked up the system really well. I know he's been putting in his work, getting in the books, and he's been doing good so far. So,
is that one of the things of a player, especially in your position, a skill player, looks for from the quarterback right away, is can he command the offense? Can he direct?
Yeah, that's huge. You know, it's one thing to throw the ball and you know, be able to make the plays on your feet and stuff, but to actually control 10 other guys and get them where they need to be is a huge part of playing the quarterback position. And, you know, he's learning from the best with Tom and Mal. So, you know, he's doing well.
Danny, I apologize if you've been asked this already.
Last question, guys.
The benefits maybe of practicing and some of the conditions that you guys had out there today?
It's very beneficial. You know, running around when it's raining, you know, making sure your footwork is right and focusing on the ball, it's very beneficial for sure.